today's No Sweat News.
Yes, sir.
Three more stories. Add them to the heap. Could turn up on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz for Buck Cherry tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Buck Cherry. Okay.
I like this story because it starts with drinking. I mean, it ends with a DWI, but...
Oh, no.
Dateline, Connecticut. Derek Gebo in Trumbull, Connecticut. He was driving in his red pickup truck all hammered last Friday. Another driver passed him. He got all road ragey.
He got road ragey,
and he started, you know, flashing his headlights and getting up on that back guy's bumper and causing all kinds of problems. So the guy who was like, what the hell is this dude doing?
Yeah, I know.
What's going on? He drove straight to the police shop, right to the cop shop. And what happens? Well, Derek followed him directly into the cop shop parking lot. The other driver hailed a police officer, got the dude's attention. And that's when the fun really started. Derek got out of his truck, started walking towards the other dude who he was following, took off his shirt in the parking lot.
Yeah, baby, it's getting WWE in here.
That's the universal sign that you're ready for a fight.
Oh, man, yeah, that's like Stone Cold Steve Austin moves right there.
Putting up his dukes.
Yes, sir.
And that's when he
got my attention.
That's when he realized that there was police officers everywhere. And
oh, darn it.
He blew a double on the DWI. Bing, 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 bing.
Well, sticking with the wrestling thing, when those guys get arrested, they seem to be out of jail and only 10 minutes later.
I don't know that this guy's going to be.
You mean it doesn't work like that the way it does on TV?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of getting drunk, this is fun. Dateline Oakwood, Georgia for story number two. Yeah, Georgia. 20-year-old Kentarius Gowanus, he called out to his shift on Thanksgiving Day from the Steak and Shake.
Oh, yum.
He said, I can't come to work. I'm too drunk to make it in.
That's fair. What's the guy supposed to do?
I'm too drunk to come into work. What do you want me? You don't want me to drive drunk, and you certainly don't want me working drunk.
You don't want me making stuff over there drunk.
No.
It's a legitimate excuse, I think.
It's not clear how his manager reacted to this I'm too drunk to come into work today call. But what's interesting is that the dude did actually show up to work later that night.
We'll see.
With a gun.
Oh.
To rob it.
Oh, no. This turn I actually didn't see coming.
Didn't see that coming, right?
I thought the whole thing was just the I'm too drunk to go to work thing.
No, no.
Which, by the way, if that's the case, you got to find a career in radio, sir.
Yeah, where were you yesterday, Dave? God. That's what we want to know.
I'm too bleeping drunk to come in. What do you think?
It's called a GOTS excuse. Although, to his credit, he doesn't always show.
I noticed that's true. One more sick day, and I'm like, I am going to get really drunk.
Right. So, yeah, he showed up. He was still drunk at 10 o'clock that night. He called in the morning when he was too drunk from that. But he was...
If you're still drunk at 10 o'clock at night and the addition of a gun.
You try to rob the place.
Now you've
like everyone in the restaurant, everyone in the Steak and Shake called 911. And
that's a shame because he had an opportunity at being a nice, fun, you know, No Sweat News segment. All with the whole I'm too drunk to go in.
Now, this is kind of interesting. Dateline, your local Chipotle restaurant for our third and final story of the day. Did you know that Chipotle has nurses call you? If you're an employee at Chipotle and you call in sick, you get a phone call from a nurse.
Well, that's kind of nice, but then they're kind of checking up on you.
Well, yeah. Well, they call to see if you're sick or just hungover. Now, listen, the policy on the face of it was like a good reaction to a really bad problem. They had a norovirus problem at a location in Virginia where everyone who ate at that Chipotle ended up in the bathroom afterwards longer than usual.
Ugh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, and the whole reason was because a worker came into work, had the norovirus, didn't tell anyone, and everybody got sick, right? The CEO was given an interview about their new policy where he himself mentioned their employees' drinking habits. So it's like, part, are you okay? Part, are you just a drunk?
Oh, I see.
Quote, we have nurses on call so that if you say, hey, I'm sick, you get a call from the nurse. The nurse validates that it's not a hangover. And if you're really sick, then we pay for the day off so you can get healthy again.
Oh,
so the inference there is if you just hungover, you're not getting a paid day off.
Oh, that's but then those Germans, did a study where they said that being hungover is a legitimate sick day excuse.
That's my people. That's my people.
I'm not even going to touch that. I'm not touching that the Germans are your people thing.
That's my people. I'm surprised the Irish didn't come out with that verse.
I know. Where were you? Well, you know why? They were too drunk to think of it.
They're passed out already. That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Buck Cherry tickets for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.